Hey, folks, this is Andrew, producer of the Liars Club podcast. Me, Jessica, and Felicia would love to say thank you so much for listening, and we would also like it if you could give us a rate, a subscribe, a review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to. We are on CastBox, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, Spotify, and we're going to soon be on SoundCloud, and we're also on YouTube. Tell your friends about it, please. We would greatly appreciate that. Also, we have live episodes that are coming out really soon, and we can't wait to get that out to you. And we have a live episode that we're recording here in Hollywood at the Dojo on Sunset, which is atop Sycamore Tavern, and that is going to be on December 19th. Tickets are going to be on sale fairly quickly, so be on the lookout for that. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the Liars Club. This is where we take our guests, we tell them to give us the truth, give us a lie, we figure out which is which. I'm Jessica Wellington.
I'm Felicia Michaels.
And you're about to get lied to.
Jessica, we have such amazing guests. Please tell us about them.
Okay, I will, Felicia.
Okay.
Over to my left, I have a gentleman that started here with me at the Comedy Store. He's a great guy. He's a veteran. And he's making moves. Brian Simpson.
It's me.
Welcome to the show, Brian Simpson.
Thank you.
And over here in front of me, I have a gentleman that I've seen at the Comedy Store since I've been working here, and he's been doing spots, and he's freaking hilarious. He has his own show here at the Comedy Store. He also was on Adult Swim. He's amazing, and he travels the world doing comedy. J.F. Harris.
Hello, everybody.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
This is my first time meeting both of you. And
yeah.
So what was part of the service were you in, Brian?
I was in the Marine Corps.
You were?
Yeah.
For how long?
5 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And where all did you go?
I just went to Iraq. I didn't go anywhere special.
Well, geez, that's enough.
Where was your main duty station?
San Diego.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Is that where you started comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But I didn't start comedy while I was in the Marine Corps. I moved back here after. I got out, moved home, and came back.
Uh-huh. And so is it like a dream that you always had?
Nope.
Or no, you just one day woke up and you're like, fuck it, comedy.
Everyone just kept pushing me to do it.
Oh, really?
And then one day I just was a coward. And then one day I got the balls to do it. Because one day I actually went to a live show. I had never been to one.
Uh-huh.
And it was awful. And I was like, oh, I could do this.
Yeah. That's what I tell kids when I meet like younger comics on the road where people are like, I'm thinking about doing comedy for the first time. It's always just like, go to an open mic. People will be bad and you can go, oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. On the first time I ever did comedy, and I don't say this all braggy, but I killed. But the second time, I ate the biggest fucking dick on stage. I ate, and my last name is Die, and the MC goes up, and that was Felicia Die, and this guy yells out, yeah, she sure did die.
Oh, that's why you like, don't go by that, huh?
I cried.
Got rid of that quick.
I cried, and then another comic told me, there's no crying in fucking comedy, bitch. Get the fuck out. And I was like, I'll show you.
I'll cry all the time.
Yeah. As I do.
Yeah,
well, very cool.
Comedy almost broke me one time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I bombed. So hard. I still think about it sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had a couple. I've had plenty of those.
Yeah. I did a gig for this fraternity called Q Dogs. It's like a black fraternity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah.
Right? And so
I feel bad for the listeners because they're not seeing the hand gestures going along with the bar.
Yeah, they have like the branding. They have a brand they do. It's like the Omega symbol. Or whatever.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, I did a show for them and they loved it. They loved
just
it.
Just passing over that.
Yeah.
The branding thing, like it's not a plot line from a Jordan Peele movie, but okay.
Oh yeah, and so I did a show for them. They loved it. And then they hired me for another gig.
Uh-huh.
And when I showed up, it was like for their sister sorority or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And when I showed up, the guy was like, oh man, do that shit you did last time, you know? So then I went out and started. What they didn't tell me was that it was their founders week for the sorority. So that means all the generations of the sorority was showing up to them.
Oh shit.
So the audience was like mostly people like, it was like half grandmas, like all black grandmothers. And I just started out right away. And I smoke weed or I'm stoned right now or something. And they just started, and they have their own sound for booing.
Oh, the keys.
Yeah, okay.
Did they hit you with the keys?
No, it wasn't keys. It was like click, click. I don't remember what the sound was. Click, 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 click. But it was like, it means boo. But I didn't know what it meant.
Jeez. Are they snapping their fingers or with their mouths?
No, it's something with their mouths. And I didn't know like what it meant, so I said, what the fuck? And as soon as I said, fuck, they cut my mic off. And the host came on and just started roasting me from the time. And I just left. I walked. I didn't wait to get paid or nothing. I just walked through the room because you had to walk through the whole room. And it was like all these grandmothers just
looking at me. Didn't you cuss and all on the first one?
Yeah, but the first one was for dudes.
Yeah, but he told you to do the same thing, and they didn't tell you any different.
That was just his way of being complimenting.
Yeah, you got to still read the room.
Yeah, you got to read the room.
And you look out and you see grandma.
No, but I feel like if it's a corporate thing where they hire you and they say do the same thing you did last time, then you expect it to be the same.
You trust yourself. Trust yourself before.
I should have known that.
Because I watched. They should have told you though what they were expecting.
Oh yeah, of course, but you still have to trust yourself, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The thing is, no, it was. It was totally on me. Yeah, because I didn't read the room. I heard the comic before me killing, and I knew that I was better than him. And I was like, oh, this is in the bag. And I went outside and got high. I didn't even watch or anything. I didn't read the room at all.
You didn't hear that he was just like, the coolest thing about Jesus.
Yeah, like, exactly. Ah! Exactly. And, and they were all looking at me like, you need the Lord. You know? Oh man,
it's so funny because if you think about it, at one point they were the most partying ladies in the world at this sorority.
They're part of sorority, yeah.
Yeah, and then at what age did they just go to not being fun old ladies?
Now they're all like senators, aides, and police chiefs and shit. Yeah, so they were like, it was like a room full of my grandmother. It was like somebody cloned my grandmother.
Oh my God.
400
of them. It was a room full of chicks that had seen everything once already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Take out the grandma part. That's
but
really
it hurt me bad, man. I didn't do comedy for a month.
Oh my God.
Wow. I didn't go up at all. I was just like, man, this is.
Well, I've always said this. Every day I wake up and I ask myself, do I want to keep doing this?
Really?
I do every day. And most days it's very easy. It's like, yes. And some days it's even easier. I'm like, fuck yes. And other days it's really hard. It's like, I don't know. This is really tough. And I could live off some VA disability somewhere a lot cheaper and just skate and have a part-time job and be fine.
Yeah. Yo, we can combine our disabilities.
Right, we can have a little house,
and move
right?
To fucking Tennessee. And
yeah.
Disability twins activate.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a piece of land, we could be doing good. Have a little
a piece
farm.
Of land.
Yeah, and then you'd be like, what if we started? Yeah, but then like a weekend, you'd be like, what if we started an open mic just for like the chickens to watch?
Yeah. So shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what we do here at the podcast is we invite two of our comedy friends, whether new or old, to come on the show, and we ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth and one is the lie. And then Jessica and myself, Andrew, will play along. By the way, you both can play along against each other. We all try to figure out which story is the lie.
I'm going to go with Brian's bombing story being the lie.
That's what we got, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him do stand-up. He's very funny.
Yes,
he's a really good writer.
Well, I don't
bomb
that often. It doesn't happen rarely.
No, but no one's immune from it. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah,
no one's immune from it. That's the beauty of it, right?
It.
Yeah.
It's very
so,
hard.
I think Jeff.
Yeah.
That's
Jeff.
Because it's JF. And,
like the initials.
And I said that sounds like a southern way to say Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah. So, get in the house.
Get in the house.
My brother's name was Jeff.
Oh, really?
JF, the initials, or Jeff? Like
Jeff.
Okay.
JF, you're not Jeff, right?
No. I'm James Francis, but when I started in stand-up, there was four other James Harrises
what?
Who did stand-up.
Really?
Yeah. And some like industry person when I was like super young and stupid was like, nah, you got to change your name. And so I did. None of those guys are still doing anything. So
I like JF, though.
Yeah,
it's different.
Yeah, it sets you apart.
Yeah, I know. I do like it. I like the way it looks on paper, but
it
when
does.
I like give out my... Like, say, like, thank you, my name. It makes it harder for people to find me, I think, a little bit. From
well, you know, Felicia, and let me just say, whenever my friends put by Felicia on any fucking Facebook post, I get notified. So I don't hear it. Anyway, by the way, have you ever had sex with someone named like your like your brother? You know, I'm like, I could never have sex with someone named Richard or someone named Daryl.
I used to
like
make out
dad.
With a guy named Jeffrey Deal, and he's gay now, though.
Okay, that's kind of like answering my question, and not at all either.
Wasn't he always gay?
All right, anyway, so JF, it's your turn to go.
Okay.
I don't know if he's out in that olive. Just, I'm sorry.
What were you saying?
Did you just out? Did you just out someone on your podcast?
I think he's out. They're living together now, but it's South, so they can think their buddies living together.
I doubt his mom listens to your podcast.
That's true.
You don't know.
That's true.
Well, if they live together in the South, there's already room.
What if he decided to send this podcast to his mom as a way of coming out? Be like, hey, mom. Remember Jessica from high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would suck. She's like, she's doing big things.
Yeah.
She's got JF Harris on this one.
It's not Jeff.
Yeah.
who she slept with. Anyway. Okay, so I have to tell a story now.
Yes.
Do you guys want to pick which story you want to hear first?
No.
Well, don't tell us.
Don't tell us. It's all a mystery.
Okay, cool.
And I might ask you questions.
Yeah,
totally cool.
You.
Okay. Yeah. When I was 12 years old, one's longer, one's shorter. So I'll start with the shorter one because I don't know how long these are supposed to be. When I was 12 years old, do you guys remember for Nickelodeon Space Camp? How they'd always be advertising on double. I don't know if you guys are my age. At 35, I'm 35.
Yeah, I'm 34.
So how on like Double Dare they'd always be advertising as like the prize space camp.
Yeah, I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
And all my nerdy ass wanted to do was go to space camp as a kid.
In Huntsville?
It was in Florida. It was in
What about the space camp?
The space camp was in Florida. I think it was Orlando. Somewhere just around there.
Mm-hmm.
Where NASA is.
Yeah, wherever it is in Florida. Yeah. So I, as a kid, really wanted to go there. And so I begged my parents. So they let me go. And I flew myself down there. And then my grandparents picked me up.
My parents flew
me down. It was my birthday and Christmas present together.
So they bought you Space Camp? You didn't win it?
No, they bought me Space Camp.
But they made you sacrifice your birthday and Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's a lot. No,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
We weren't like rich. My dad's like a blue collar firefighter.
Right.
Like,
I didn't go.
So like, it was like a big deal that I was going. So I flew down JetBlue myself. My grandparents picked me up.
I don't think JetBlue goes to Florida.
It does go to Florida. JetBlue, like, mostly goes to Florida. JetBlue, like, started on runs from, like, New York to Florida.
Okay.
First, I spent a day with my grandparents. Then they took me there, dropped me off. I spent one day at space camp, went on one of those Gravitron things. I was a big, fat kid, so it was, like, uncomfortable to be in those big, crazy suits. And they put me on like one of those Gravitron spinning things, and I threw up and shit my pants.
You pooped your pants on the thing, the spinning thing?
Yes.
I love it.
Was it solid or like?
It was like, no, it was not.
Was it a smear?
Yeah, it was like
centrifugal force.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did it all go to the left?
I don't know if it's because of like.
Was it in your suit? It was in your suit.
It was
though.
In that orange like kids. suit that like didn't fit me that well.
So did you have the bubble helmet on too?
No, they didn't. I wish I would have had a bubble helmet on.
Could someone see
the shit
that you
came up through
you
the suit?
Your pants from the outside?
No, but I had to tell an instructor. And then because
was it a lot or just like
it was? I mean, the poop was a small amount of poop. The throw up was a lot of throw up.
Right.
And then that's when I kind of realized that I have really bad motion sickness. Like I can't even go on the Buccaneer. Like I almost threw up at Disneyland a couple weeks ago on the Ferris wheel. But, yeah.
The Ferris wheel goes so slow.
Yeah, but it rocks back and forth like crazy. And this thing was like one of those things where you sit on one side of a long arm and then it spins you around. And so I just fucking...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Before you tell this wonderful last part of it. You didn't have a helmet on.
I didn't have a helmet on.
Oh, okay.
So your throw up went everywhere. Did
everywhere.
Sprinkle everybody?
I didn't get people, but I got like,
the
I fucked up the room. But I'm sure that happens there a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Like they were prepared for it. They didn't have like a code, but.
They probably do it on purpose. Like, we're going to make this cute.
That's fucked up if they did. But after that, I felt so embarrassed and sick and didn't want to be there that I immediately had my grandparents come back and get me, and I left.
Your parents let you leave after they paid for it? That wouldn't happen in my house.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Wow.
It's also similar of when I fell in hockey camp. I just like, well, I'm not playing hockey anymore.
It's like, oh,
wow.
No, no, no.
I being a mother that has sent two boys to a lot of camps, am so angry at you with that story that you wanted to leave, because that must have been a big sacrifice, if it's true, if the story is true, for your parents to pay for. Because I had that where my son went to fucking wolf camp.
Yeah, bro.
What is wolf camp?
Wolf camp is like this camp in Colorado where they help take care of wolves that they're reintroducing to.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I want to go today.
Yeah. Well, he went for like 2 days and had to come home. I was so angry. I was really
wolf
mad.
Camp?
Wolf camp, yeah.
You get to walk the wolves?
You get to do all. You get to do my, all
I saw them do that at the zoo, and I got so excited. They walk them.
I think for my family, it wasn't about the money. It was just about the break.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I still see.
Yeah.
I saw
a lot of it, yeah. Yes. But money had a lot
to do
with
it.
Dude,
I didn't know how to swim at camp one time, and I had an instructor push me into the lake.
Oh, my God.
And I stormed to the head counselor's office, and they called my grandmother, and she was like, your ass is not coming home.
So. Yeah. I still had to stay with my grandparents because my parents weren't going to change my flights to have me come home.
Oh, right.
And it was supposed to be like a six-day thing or something like that. And I ended up just staying with my grandparents. And it was like when my grandfather started getting Alzheimer's. So like I remember watching As Good As It Gets and things getting weird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's clearly the true story. He doesn't even have to tell the other one.
Well, you think
we'll
so?
See. We'll see.
Okay, what's the other story?
Wow. Oh, I go back to back.
Wait.
We're gonna rotate.
This is our
around.
Show. Quit doing everything.
I'm sorry.
That's awesome. Anyway, so it's your turn.
Your turn.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I would have done it that way, but whatever.
I think this is going good.
Yeah, I once stuffed my manager at my first job at a giant food in DC's like Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
I once pushed my manager into our walk-in oven.
What?
Yeah, and made her think that I was turning it on. Like I locked her in there because she was firing me. But I locked her in there and made her think that I was turning on the oven. Because she was always bitching at me, like from the time I got hired. To the time I got fired, like she did not want me at all. The manager of the store hired me. She was the manager of the bakery. The manager of the store hired me because he like felt sorry for me, and she just had this like attitude, like I don't want, because we were wild kids, like we were always running in the store. I lived across the street from the store. We were always running in the store, causing trouble and shit like that, you know. So then I finally was like trying to be responsible and get a summer job because I was old enough, and she was not feeling me. And so she didn't teach me how to do anything, and then she would complain that I was fucking things up, that she didn't.
Did you ask? Like, hey, show me how to do that.
No, I was 15. Okay. I was like, oh, this job's easy as shit.
You were 15 when you did this?
Yeah, I was 15.
Wow.
Was like, and where were you? Where was
I was home? Actually, I was probably older than that. I was
San Diego?
No, this is Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was, I don't know how old I was, because I was, what grade was I? No, I was in ninth grade.
Okay, well, you're 15 or 16,
like 15,
somewhere around there.
16, you can get a work permit.
Was that an impulsive act, or did you think about that for a couple of days, like, I just pushed this bitch in the oven? Or was it an impulsive act?
It was an impulsive act, but I think I was just, I think it just had been this buildup, though, of I was just like, fuck her. Like, the way my brain works is like, if you cross me to that degree, you're on the list, you know. And then
you're getting the shoved in the. You would have made a great Nazi.
It was like, yeah. I probably would have.
I hate that you beat me to it.
But I was just like, and so it's like, if you're on my list, if the opportunity should arise. Then I'm gonna get you, you know. But that's all it
is.
That's funny.
It doesn't matter.
So how long
and you didn't
was
do
she
it.
In
you
there?
Just scared the hell out of
how
me.
How long was she? He fucking locked. You know that's kidnapping. If you make someone go from one room to the other, in a walk-in oven, I think
we didn't switch rooms.
A walk-in oven? That's bullshit.
No, did you just wake up? Did you shoveled her ass in there?
Well, walk-in oven.
I would have to shit my pants.
Walk-in oven isn't a good description. It's because there's no such thing as a walk-in oven, right? I mean, but it was like, because you know at like bakeries they have those big racks.
Yeah.
And it was like an oven where you could push one of those whole racks into it.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those.
You could walk into it. It's a pretty walk-in oven.
And I flew. Yeah. And I told her, I was like, I think I see mouse droppings in the oven. And she was like,
oh my God, what if somebody would have turned it on? I'm like, I'm just getting really bad feelings right now.
No, because you can see through the glass.
Maybe the day she saw you, she's like, that motherfucker's going to push me in that oven. Maybe yeah. That's the feeling she got.
And I made sure she saw my arm twist like this.
Well, did you mean there's no safety? Like emergency
no,
exit
I,
lock
no,
and from
no,
the
no,
inside
no,
of a walk-in
I,
oven,
no,
they need
the,
to do that.
I put the fucking stool up against it so she couldn't get out.
And you, here's a question. Because
you can just push it open.
Here's a question. Did you get fired?
I was already fired.
Oh, okay.
She got me fired.
Got you. So it was like the same day.
Yeah,
you knew it was like your last day.
I don't remember her name.
Oh, you don't remember the lady you put into a walk-in oven's name?
I mean, I had a lot of jobs when I was
Nazis
like...
the Nazis didn't remember a lot of names either.
Yeah, but this is one lady that pissed him off. You should know. Like, yeah, that was fucking fake.
I had a lot of...
I remember her.
I'm bad with names.
Yeah, I'm terrible with names, and I had a ton of bosses in high school that I don't remember any of their names.
Me too.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, never mind.
Well, those are two strong stories.
Every job I've quit, I quit in spectacular fashion.
Yeah. Right.
I can't wait to hear that second story.
There's no ovens here at the Comedy Store, right?
No, he got fired from the Comedy Store.
Okay, right.
Okay. Just before becoming a patron.
Yeah, every time I got fired, I deserved it. Every time I quit, I felt indignant about it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, JF.
Sorry
about that.
No, it's totally cool. So my second story is about the first time I was ever robbed.
I've been robbed like 5 times. How many have you been robbed?
Maybe like 3 or 4.
God, we look like victims.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like I said, I was a fat little kid.
Yeah. Fat little kids.
Yeah.
Fat people. Yeah.
First time I was ever robbed, I was 10 years.
Is that the rumor we're starting? Yeah. Fat people get robbed more.
It's just
facts.
Yeah. They do. You know they can't catch up to you to get their money back.
Right.
No. Really?
And they know you're going to have money on you because you're going to get fast food.
You're on your way to get kids. You're on your way to kids. You're on your way to candy and they know it.
Yeah. All right.
First time I ever got robbed, I was 10 years old.
I wasn't young.
I was robbed by a slightly fatter 11-year-old.
Okay. All right.
I was helping my cousin Danny with his paper route, and it was like the day when you go around and collect money. There was a house that had a yard sale for sale, so I went up the driveway, and they had a beeper, and I went and bought that beeper with some of my cousin's paper route money that I got from the collect. And this is like back when beepers were cool.
Yeah, I
like
had one.
If you had one, you might have like
figured
somebody.
I had one of the clear ones, you know,
like
just
yeah.
like a little bit of red. That was cool. The side one, not the one you had to look from the top.
Yeah,
balling.
Skyway pager. You had a Skyway pager. That's what those were called. And so I walked down the driveway with this beeper on, and this kid sees me, and he's just like, "Run your pockets." And I'm like, "I don't have any money." And he's like, "I don't believe you. You got a beeper. You got money."
That's how he robbed you. He said, "Run it."
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was this a black kid?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I grew.
Yeah. People rob you with slang.
Yeah. Well, I grew up on like a border between like blue collar white neighborhood and a black neighborhood. And my cousin delivered papers in the black neighborhood because my cousin lived in the black neighborhood.
Okay.
And so this kid runs my pockets. He goes in, takes the money, and then takes off. And then my cousin Danny comes riding up on his bike and he was like, "Did that kid just rob you?" And I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Okay, hop on my bike. We're going to go back to..."
Okay, how fat of a kid were you? Because I couldn't have rode on a bike with somebody else.
I mean,
were you a fat kid?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was. How do you determine how fat enough that like the chances of me fingering someone were zero? Does that make sense? No one's like, "I got to get those little nubs in my." You know.
Wow, that's an interesting way to describe
middle school. You know what I mean?
Because if you're a fat girl, someone will still finger you.
Oh, yeah. I got all kinds of action. I mean, I thinned out, but whatever.
Yeah, I try my best, too. But, like, in middle school, after I got beat up for the first time in fourth grade, I really fattened up. Like, I was like, I'm not leaving the house. I'm going to watch a lot of TV. And
did you get robbed with a weapon?
Yeah, a knife. Like, one of those, like, little red, like, pop-open ones.
This guy, the one we're talking about
right
now?
Yeah. So
an 11-year-old with a knife?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we ride back to my cousin's house. My cousin tells my aunt and uncle. All of a sudden, like, he calls my dad. My dad shows up, and then all these other, like, older uncles and, like, guys from the block start showing up, and it dawns on me that they're forming a posse and that we're gonna go out and try to find this kid.
Who says they're forming a posse? It dawns on me they're forming a posse.
Well, this all sounds believable to me.
Yeah. So we hop in my dad's, like, Chrysler van, which has, like, clear windows. It's not a good, like, surveillance van, and we
the
go
square
out
square ones.
Yes. And my dad's had two red front seats for some reason that didn't match the rest of the interior, but
that's junkyard. If you
yeah, probably yeah. Something like that. It was it doesn't matter. So then we go out and we look for this kid, and, like, an hour goes by, nothing, 2 hours goes by, nothing. Finally, like, they decide we're going to turn it in. And just as we turn the corner, after they're like, we're going to call it a day, we turn the corner and we see the kid walking towards us. And my cousin Danny's like, that's the fucking guy. And I'm like, no.
Oh, you don't want them to find him.
I don't want them to find him because I'm terrified of confrontation and shit like that.
Okay.
So then all of a sudden they pull the van up on the curb, nearly hitting this fat child. They fucking storm open the doors and charge this kid. Like, I felt bad for this kid. Like, he thought the thirstiest group of pedophiles were coming to, like, get him.
Oh, man.
And so they storm this kid. They knock him to the floor. They call the cops. The kid gets arrested. I have to go to court against this kid. I get a restraining order against this kid. And that should be, like, the end of it. I start junior high, like, 4 or 5 weeks later. Like, later, at the end of that summer, I start junior high. And, like, my first day in junior high, after, like, first or second period, I go to take a shit. My story's
another
about shit.
Another poop story,
I know.
Huh? Okay.
And I go into the bathroom, and as soon as I go into the bathroom, I see that kid there. And, like, I freak out.
Was he a grade above you?
He must. Yes, because he was in the grade with my friends Sean and Chris. So, because they knew who he was.
You're doing a lot of hand movements during this story.
Mm. Well, he's being descriptive.
And, but it's a lot of...
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, but that's, yeah.
Wow, Jessica don't trust me. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
So
finger banged you when you were 11. Who? Okay.
She's like, you wearing two different blues. What the fuck is that?
So I go into the bathroom stall, and I sit, and I'm, like, panicking because I think this kid's going to murder me. And I'm, like, trying to figure out how I'm going to get out of there. And then all of a sudden, like, I realize, okay, I think this kid's gone. So I go to sit. Like, I hear the door open. I hear people coming in and out.
Did he see you?
I thought he saw me. So I go to sit down to take a shit. And all of a sudden, this kid, like, fucking roundhouse kicks the door open and, like, fucking knocks his Timberland into the door. The door swings open. This is, like, 96 Staten Island. Like, a lot of Wu-Tang, Shaolin going around, like... Kid just fucking kicks open the door, and I'm sitting there with my pants down, and he's like, what's up? And I'm like, nothing, taking a shit. And he's like, so I have to, like, figure out what I'm going to do. And then I stand up, and as I stand up with no pants on, he just, like, sees my dick and sees me standing there and then just leaves. And then I never saw that kid again.
So moral of the story is that he really had a crush on you.
Yeah.
You never saw him again?
I never saw him again, which is fucked up because we went to the same junior high.
He probably, like, got kicked out or...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, he came expelled. Out to his parents after that and they just got rid of him.
Yeah. Yeah, he went to, like, space camp to get him.
See, yeah, I'm... Okay, so what do we...
What do you think?
Oh, I think the second story. Yeah. Because I think... I know JF and I know that he's a clever one.
Yeah. Mr. Grinch.
And I know that... Both of those stories have truth in them. Because
at him grinning.
Right.
Oh!
So, but I know that the second story is the one that has the lie in it. Because you told the first one way more fluidly, and at every challenge you were quick to boom recover. That second one you were grasping for shit, you know. So I'm guessing the second story is the one that contains the lie, but it's not a complete lie, the whole story.
Yeah, you've been beat up.
Oh yeah.
But, awesome.
But
wow.
or is that too soon? Am I supposed to tell mine?
No,
yeah,
it's
go
great.
Ahead and tell yours. I thought that was a very good observation.
Yeah.
But go ahead and tell yours.
Sorry.
Do you want to say anything?
No.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't. Did I cut you off?
No, I thought we cut you off. That's why I was like,
No.
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 Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, I shot one of my brothers while I was playing with a gun.
Uh-huh. In Maryland?
In Maryland, yeah. One of
How
my,
old were
one
you?
Of my foster brothers. I was... Shit.
How did you get a gun foster care?
I was probably 13 or 14.
I'm sure there are guns everywhere.
How did I get a gun in foster care?
when you show up, they hand you one and say, good luck?
No, actually,
you sign the application,
is,
they slide it over.
because what happens is, like, a lot of the foster parents are, you know, they've been doing it for a long time, and they've had kids grow up in their house and move the fuck out, and, you know, some of them go to college and some of them go to the streets or whatever. And so it was like one of the older foster kids that used to live there but was still friends with one of the other older kids that still live there. You know, and so he gave him a gun to hold on to, and me not knowing shit about guns, you know, and then you know, he got the plan around with it and shit, and he used to, one day he came in the house and like he acted like someone had broken into the house, and he had the gun pressed up against my head, you know, and went to pull the trigger, and like, but it was empty, you know, and when he turned on the lights and I realized it was him, you know, it was like, oh, laugh.
Oh yeah, real funny.
Yeah, well, it was funny at the time, but
a fucked up sense of humor.
Right, but then I was like, okay, I'll get you back, you know. And so, you know, a couple weeks go by, and he's in the shower getting ready for a date, and I go in get
that's
the gun.
That's the most Maryland I think I've ever heard you sound. The shower.
Yeah, it comes out sometimes. And he's in the shower getting ready for a date, and I sneak in, get the pistol, and I do what I saw him do, and I just drop the clip out. Not knowing there was still one in the chamber, you know. So when he got out of the shower, went in the room. I busted in the room, was like, "Yeah, motherfucker!" And pulled the trigger, and it went off.
Wow.
Yeah, man. And I
did it hit him? It
hit him right in the stomach.
You shut your pie.
And it was a deuce deuce. So it was a 22. So it, you know, it bounces around because it doesn't break bone. So it's way more dangerous, you know, up close to get shot with a because it won't go through. You know, it'll just bounce around inside you and put multiple holes in your soft shit, which is what happened to him, I'm guessing. And then
you didn't check it back up on him.
Well, I mean, when you shoot someone, they take you out of the home. You know, you can't just keep.
So you could.
So you had to move into a different home.
Yeah.
How old were you? 11. How...
I think I was 13 or 14.
And did you ever find out anything? What happened to him?
Well, let me get to that. Also,
did you get hit with any charges?
I mean, that's the immediate problem is because
no, the immediate problem is did you kill him?
Nah, the charges.
No, he did not. No, he definitely didn't die because I'm here, right?
So yeah.
Did you administer first aid?
No, I didn't know first aid.
You're
so
like,
what did you do?
Ran.
As soon as it happened.
I called. Well, what I did was here's the thing: the gun was dirty, right? So. It was like I didn't immediately call 911, which is how the cop knew I was lying later. But I didn't immediately call 911. I asked him what to do.
You were like, oh, shit.
And he was like, yo, call my friend. So I called his friend and I was like, yo, he told me to call you. And he was like, he's losing blood, motherfucker. Don't listen to him. So then I called the cops. Oh, I called 911 and like, we need an ambulance or whatever. But during the time I was talking to his friend, the neighbors had already called 911.
Oh shit!
So you know, and he gave me this bullshit story to tell, like you know, someone broke in and did this and this and that because he was trying to protect whoever had given him the gun, you know. So, but the cop knew I was lying because he knew when the phone calls happened. So he was like, why would you shoot someone and then call another person instead of calling 911 and then call 911 later from a different number? And I was like, fuck. Anyway. They ended up, I went straight from there to the hospital, and then straight from the hospital to the new home.
Wow. Why'd you go to the hospital?
Because he was in the hospital.
Oh, you went with him to the hospital?
Yeah, because the cop, even though I didn't really tell him the whole truth, uh-huh. he deduced, because I didn't realize how stupid I was being. I thought he was like the dude from Boondock Saints that was just like clairvoyant, just figured it out. But he knew exactly what happened. He was like, you guys were playing with a gun and you should, you know. Yeah. So he let me go.
Well, that was a big problem back in those days. Felicia often brings it up that...
I was going to bring it up, but I didn't want you to think that I often bring shit up. When I was a kid, I grew up in a rural area. My apologies for the repeaty, but I grew up in a rural area. And back then, the NRA was a good organization because you had to take NRA classes to learn how to handle a gun. And for safety reasons, by the time you graduated junior high, even to get into high school. So it used to be a really good organization that way, because when I was a kid, a lot of people were accidentally killed, a lot of kids. Like I had, there was a set of triplets where I lived that one of them killed another one by accident. Yeah. It was a lot of shit like that went down.
Yeah, that was the truth is, because I learned after, you know, later when I joined the military, it was like, I learned, oh, this didn't happen because I had a gun. This happened because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing with the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have any rules, or, you know, but anyway, they I ended up,
no charges. They didn't take you in for the night.
No, he took me to the hospital, and then he told. So the whole family was there, and he told my foster mother what happened, and she is such a sweet lady. She just broke down crying. And here's the thing: the rest of the family suspected what happened. They thought I did it, but they thought I did it on purpose and like maliciously.
Yeah.
So it was all of these people speculating and shit. But you know, so when he told the foster mother what happened and she started crying, then her brother was like, "What's wrong?" And then she told her brother, and then it started kind of spreading around. And then it became like I couldn't stay there. It just got hostile. You know what I mean? So I ended up in the next home.
Well, I find it very interesting that you kind of got all over JF about
grasping for shit, right?
Because when I was listening to the story, I thought to myself, you were grasping quite a bit in different directions with this story, number one. Number two is, but then when you told the pushing the lady in the oven story, I was all like, when you put the door up against the oven, I was kind of like, that's kind of graspy. So now I'm like, fuck, I don't know. What do you think, Jessica?
I think you were in foster care.
Yeah, a lot of that happened.
I think that, I don't know that you were playing with a gun. Mm. I don't think you would have shot your friend and they wouldn't have at least detained you for the night or something. Or
that you got
to
into
or...
the military after that.
Well, if there was no charges, then you can totally, you know, your juvenile record could pretty much hide.
Okay.
Because it's sealed.
Any questions for him, JF?
I mean, JF? Here's the question. What was the name of the foster mom who started crying?
Oh, you can't remember her name either?
No. Her name was Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones.
Her name was Patricia Jones.
Oh, Patricia Jones.
And then, did you see any of those other foster kids again post that home? Like, did you stay in the same school?
No, not until years and years later.
Did you ask and find out what happened to the guy?
Years and years later, I called her, and he still lived with her.
Oh, wow.
And I talked to him, and he was fine. I thought he hated me, but he didn't.
Yeah.
We held a gun to your head.
Years and years and years and years.
All right.
He's like a brother to me. Or he was. I don't know what we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is tough because there are parts of this story I really believe, similar to what you were saying about me.
Right.
And I believe that you could have accidentally shot this kid, but I feel like if you did accidentally shoot this kid, what it looked like would have been more graphic. Like, you would have been like, where the hole was, I don't know.
Blood, it's just convenient that he was in the shower and got shot, so it doesn't get everywhere. Like, this...
Well, he wasn't in the shower when he got shot. He had just gotten out of the shower.
Oh, you changed that.
Yeah.
You said in the shower. No, I didn't. You're gonna go
you
back
said you
and
pulled
to this
the curtain
and...
open, didn't you?
No, I said I kicked the door open to the room.
I thought he was taking a bath. No, I'm fucking with you.
No. We shared a room.
Here's the thing. In my heart of hearts, I want to believe the shooting story, but I think the other one is the oven story is way more feasible.
Either way, you needed to be severely medicated as a child. And I'm not saying it mean because I severely medicate one of my children.
I was prescribed medication that I didn't take.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with the gun story, even though I know I'm wrong.
You know what's interesting? You think the gun story is the truth or the
lie? Well, don't say it yet.
Don't tell us yet.
But you know what? What's interesting is that with your reasoning is that you find it hard to believe that I didn't spend any time in jail from the shooting.
Yeah, you're a black kid that shot somebody in Maryland.
Yeah.
Right, but you didn't bat an eye that I didn't have to talk to the cops about putting that lady in the oven.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. How did you get out of that?
She could have got pissed, but she didn't. You didn't shoot her. You didn't turn the oven on.
He did push her in a fucking oven, right. though.
But you didn't. But you didn't like turn the oven on.
I lured her.
Lured her in the oven.
I lured her. I didn't push her. I didn't like.
Yeah, because he said there's like right. rat droppings or something.
Yeah.
In the oven.
I'm going with the accidentally shot somebody. Story.
What do you think, Andrew?
I'm going to say that I want to say that you had thought about doing the oven thing, because I've worked in kitchens where we had walk-in ovens, and there's been a couple people that I wish I could have done that to. But I want to say that you thought about it, but you never did it, and that the gun story is true. So the other one's false. The oven's false.
They both sound so... The second one sounds like an after-school special. The first one sounds like a cartoon. I lured her to the oven.
Look, mysterious lady, I can't remember your name. Rat droppings in this conveniently placed walk-in oven. That's interesting. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think?
I know. It's. I think the first one's true.
The lady in the oven?
Walk-in oven.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know the term walk-in oven before today.
Which one do you think is true?
I'm going to go with the accidentally shot the other kid.
Okay. What about Felicia?
And Andrew, you're saying what?
The shooting is true.
You think I think the shooting is true, but that it happened to someone else in that home or in one of the homes you were in, whether you were there when it happened or before or after you were there.
So you think both stories are true, but
one just didn't happen to you.
But you think the shooting one is the one that contains the lie?
I think that the shooting one contains little lies here and there as you were scrambling for a story.
Okay.
But
he might have been trying to throw us off, too, by pointing that out in JF, right? Saying that and then doing his story
right.
and make it seem like, oh, I'm going to pull from all these places so that we automatically think he's lying.
Okay. Either way, you were an impulsive kid. So I have an impulsive kid. So I'm going to say, God, they both could be fucking true.
Right?
That's so scary. But I'm going to say the oven story is true. God, it's so hard one, though.
I know.
It's a hard one.
I didn't know what to do with this
one. And you're saying the shooting story is true.
No, I think the oven's true.
You think the oven's
true? I'm going to oven. Shooting.
Okay. All right, girls.
Girls, guys.
Okay.
All right.
What's this story?
Oh, wait a minute. But he hasn't told us which one it is.
No,
yes, he did.
We both think the shooting.
No, I didn't say it.
He didn't say which one was true yet.
I think you shot the kid.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about
mine?
Of your story.
Yeah, but
we're
going to
do you first.
Oh, which story is true?
Yeah.
The shooting story is true.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Right. The oven story. I quit that job in spectacular fashion, but it wasn't from pushing her in the oven.
Yeah.
What made you think about the oven though?
Because it was something that I fantasized about doing.
You got it, Andrew.
Yeah,
Andrew got it.
Andrew nailed it.
God damn it. You shot somebody.
Yeah. Wow.
You didn't find out if they were okay until years later, Brian.
And then how fucking crazy is that?
I quit the bakery job by putting my finger in all the cakes.
Nice.
Oh, that's fair.
Brian, you might be a psychopath.
Have you?
No.
I just enjoy revenge.
But also, like, a psychopath puts his dick in all the cakes, not his finger.
No, but I also realize now that I might have been wrong about JF's story, because I realized that as I was telling my lie story was very orderly, but
that's what I was just going to say.
But the true story was kind of all over the place because I was trying to remember things.
Huh.
Which
I thought you might be tricking us like that.
No, so that was my intention.
Okay.
But
now we turn our attention over to JF's story, and we're like, Is it the story about being in a centrifugal machine at some space camp where he puked and shit himself as he was flying around?
So is your family cooler? Were they like?
He had the most supportive family.
Right, your family, but were they like jocks? Or
my dad was like my dad played sports. I did not.
Okay, but they weren't like. I don't know why I imagine like Italian.
Because my family's like Irish and Italian and Puerto Rican.
Okay, busting out and jumping a kid.
But you was
you were
a mama's boy.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Big time. So my dad was always working. Like my dad was a fireman. He washed windows. He worked in kitchens. Like my dad was just always working.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say the space camp story is true, and that the robbery story is just partially true. That's where the lie is, though, for sure.
Oh God.
But then if we're thinking about what you just said and how you were kind of all over the place with your story, the thing that makes me think that maybe the second story is true is that he was a little bit all over the place, but that he said the emotion like, no, I don't want this to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
did you notice in that first story too, though, like little details, he would just like, oh, never mind. That doesn't matter. And then the second one, he gave us the detail, more details.
Well, the first one is so rich in its silliness that we were all over him about how he shit himself. So he didn't
remember where his grandparents lived in Florida.
Yeah.
What do you remember? About where they lived.
About where they lived? It's like, it's south of Tampa by like 2 or 3 hours. There's a place with a pier near their house. St. John's Pass is like the cool area near their house where we used to go shopping as kids.
I'm changing my answer.
Yeah, what is your answer?
I'm changing. Okay. I think, for different reasons.
Okay.
Fun game, right?
This is cool.
I think that you also being a orderly thinker like myself, I think that you would have told, and this is a gamble, but I think you would have told your lie first so you could get it out of the way, because the true story is always there for you. So you told your lie first because that's what you had to plan.
Funny.
You know, so that you could get it out of the way and not to remember it.
You're bringing up good points.
The second story is true. The first one is where the lie is. But they're both stories are true. But the first one, you have
because
a lie.
Because that's what you did. Your first story
that's
is
exactly,
a lie.
That was my plan because she booked me today. She booked me 3 hours ago. So I was like, I'll tell the lie first, get that out the way. And then the
but
true
thank
one.
You for making the meat of the story not true. Because you know how many times we've had people on here and they just changed, like, oh, instead of happening in a Taco Bell, it happened in a El Pollo Loco. And they're thinking, that's a lie now.
Oh, right.
You're like, no, it still happened. It just happened in a different restaurant.
That's funny.
Right.
So what do you think? What do you think about JF's story?
JF? Such JF. Such a nice guy. And I do think that... I think you've thrown up and pooped yourself.
Last week.
Because haven't we all? gosh, that's hard. Yeah, he kept throwing away those details
story. Is that enough to make a kid leave space camp? Come on. A little poop?
Yeah, I think the second story is true, and the space camp thing is not true.
I've stayed at parties where people shit themselves.
when I was an alcoholic, I pissed myself and stayed at a party.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
All right. So what do you think, Andrew?
I think that the first story is the lie only because you said it happened a while ago and you said that you were on JetBlue. And I don't think JetBlue was
a
company
was
up
thinking.
Until like
yes.
2004.
That's why I don't think JetBlue went to Florida, did it? That was my first
thing. I don't
know
about that, but it just, I don't
JetBlue
think
JetBlue 1,000% gets to Florida.
I don't think they were a company until like 2004. So,
that's not true. But feel free to Google.
That's my thought. No.
Feel free to Google.
No.
No, we're not allowed.
We're not allowed to Google.
Oh.
You can't get reception.
You can Google.
Here
you
anyway.
Can Google JetBlue. Feel
no,
free.
No, no, no. Felicia doesn't let us.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're not allowed to Google. Otherwise, that becomes a fucking nightmare. All right. So, so who's all saying that the second story is true and that the space camp thing is a lie? All
right, I'm gonna agree.
Oh wow! Everyone flipped.
Yeah.
It's so funny because everyone thought. The first story was true at first, and then everyone flipped. You guys are all correct.
Oh!
Never been to space camp. Never shit myself. It's all a lie.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
The only part of it that is true is that my grandfather did get Alzheimer's, and we did watch that movie together, and it was weird. Wow. And I just kind of threw that in at the end because that's a memory I had from being in Florida. But JetBlue was flying to Florida in 2004. Because I flew down on JetBlue to go to Disney when I was a kid. When my parents wanted to get rid of me, they sent me to my grandparents one summer. Bro,
you're on my heist list, bro.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Like, I'm sorry. I have a list of friends that I could rob a bank with, like, mm-hmm. if it ever happened.
Yeah,
right.
That I would trust enough. Uh-huh. He's such a good liar. That was
that was good.
Because in my head, I was just like riffing a bit
to make all that up.
I made all of that up. The only thing I had coming into it was. Because of the Mars landing, they landed on Mars today. I just went space camp, double dare. Right. That's something I would have wanted to do as a kid.
And I think it always helps when you do something that was nostalgic because I remember those commercials. Yeah. Like, space camp.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. You would win that stuff.
That was an excellent way into that story.
So,
there you go.
Yeah,
you laid the groundwork.
I used to do improv and I used that as my suggestion.
I was like,
Felicia, how often does it happen that everyone is right?
No, I don't know that it's ever happened.
Second time, I think, because last week we had where everyone was right, I think, about Anya Malik's story. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other story was true. I did lie, but like it was one of those things of like I've told that story on stage once or twice. And so I had jokes for parts that I was purposely leaving out because I didn't want it to feel like, oh, this is a bit that he does.
You mean the second story?
The second story.
You know, that's how Josh Nassar tricked us, though? Because he did a bit that he does on stage, which ended up being a lie.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I've heard you do this on stage, so it's true.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's a lie.
And I had, that like getting robbed story is actually like a 12-minute story that I don't really do much anymore because it's a 12-minute story.
Shit.
So, like, I left out a fuck ton of details.
Well, you're getting 12-minute sets out here. I don't do that.
It's like a story I can only do on the road.
Where do you think the term fuck ton came from? I'm serious. Like, that's such
Because I think shit ton was first, and then people were like, well, we say shit, we say fuck.
You
know?
You think so?
Good point.
Yeah. It's like, because, I don't know.
Shit ton of fuck ton.
Anyway, you don't think there's like a real origin of like, oh, we don't know how much of a tons this is.
Fuck ton.
I don't know. All right. Fuck ton.
Well, anyway, you guys have been amazing guests. Thank you so much
for coming on the
podcast. You guys were awesome with your stories. Great stories. Really great stories. Yeah. Is there anywhere that people can catch you, or do you have anything coming up or anything you'd like to pitch?
I have a podcast, BS with Ryan Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Instagram at BS Comedian, and I will be at the San Francisco Punchline on the 5th of December and the setup in San Francisco on the 7th and the 8th.
Very nice. Very nice. What about you, Jeff?
My website is www.jfharris, JF like the initials, .com. You can go on there and see my tour dates all over the country, and you can find my social stuff on there as well. I'm going to be headlining the Irvine Improv in December, the San Jose Improv in January, and then like a fuck ton of dates in the Midwest.
That's the lie. That's a lie.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's true. It is a lie. It's 4 weekends in the Midwest.
That's a fuck ton, dude. That's a fuck ton.
I got a lot of dates in 2019 on my calendar, and I go everywhere. So please come check me out.
And Andrew?
You can find me everywhere at One Andrew Rose all across the board, and go to arosecomedy.com and click on the link for my book, 365 Funny Facts for Your Unfunny Father. It is on sale now. Go and grab one as a stocking stuffer, and we would greatly appreciate it if you bought that for me. Thank you.
All right, and you guys can follow me at Felicia Michaels all across the board. And I just wanted to say I've been having so much fun with Jessica this past week. We went to a nice dinner. Oh. We went and saw Joey Coco Diaz at the Irvine Improv. Wasn't that fun?
It really was fun. We went to this Chinese restaurant, right? I had never done this before. I was so excited because they have
this
these
is
fancy.
The lie.
No. They had these fancy ass plates. When we sat down, I was like, oh my God, Felicia, look at this. And I was so excited to eat on him. I even made her take a picture of me with a fancy plate, right? And then he came and he took it away. And I was like, what the? He's like, oh no, we this is, you don't eat off these.
Yeah, you get lead poisoning.
They're just for looks. And I was like, what?
Yeah, it was very cute. She's seen her little face. Anyway, so please follow me all across the board, Felicia Michaels. And I'm very grateful for my podcasting partners, Andrew and Jessica. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining. And your turn.
Thanks for having us.
Well, my name is Jessica Wellington, and you can follow me at JessWellington2 on everything. I, too, love Felicia, and you've been lied to.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, sure.
How did y'all come up with this? Like, what started it? What conversation sparked it?
She used to open up for Howie Mandel, and I think she remembered his game show.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, that's the point of this podcast.
That's a lie, bitch. It's a lie. Because we wanted to do a game show kind of format. And so we were trying to just come up with, like, you know, for me, it was just like, well, we have comics and we want to do content. So we want standalone stories. And then it was just like, let's just simply have people come on and tell a truth and a lie.
Yeah, I totally just put that together from stuff she said on the podcast. So I'm getting good.
Yeah.
You got like four podcasts.
No, wow. This is the only one now.
She quit them all for me.
I quit them all.
She quit all those podcasts for me, Brian.
You're on board with comics?
No. Yeah, I'm in a long-term relationship now.
Okay, I'm in the passenger seat right next to her.
She's wifed up.
Yep.
Well, that's dope. I'm glad.
I am. People are picking on me when I come into the store now. They're like, oh, Felicia, your girlfriend now?
I see that too. So you're Jessica. Like, look, bitch, we both have nails.
Well, Jess has a hard time convincing people that she's not a lesbian.
Yeah.
I be trying too. People are like, yes, she is. I'm like, no, she isn't.
I'm not. I'm really not. I do like penis.
I know.
And she loves my penis.
Oh, that was a great episode. I'm so glad I did this.
Yeah, this was a blast. Thank you guys for having
me. Thank you.
Yeah.